I have pleasant memories of people who have passed away recently. I remember Josephine Pym smiling as she played cards at the seniors' club. I met Janet Johnson when she was treasurer of the Mental Health and Addictions Advisory Board. Don Sterling could be counted on to appear at Burns Night in his Mason's uniform. Kathy Thorlickson came to a meeting of the Baldonnell WI to tell us about the shoeboxes for Operation Christmas Child. I saw Victor Plotnikov's collection of trophy animal heads when his wife Florence hosted the Burt Bowes Christmas party at their home. Richard First sold his wood products at the Baldonnell Y markets. I know each of you readers will have memories of people who are no longer with us. They were part of our community. May they rest in peace. Income tax help. The Fort St. John Public Library is offering an online income tax help session for individuals of modest income. People of no fixed address are also welcome to use this service. You can join this webinar at the library or get the link by emailing programs@fsjpl.ca. The webinar is scheduled for April 4 from 6 to 7 p.m. It is put on by Canada Revenue Agency and will discuss benefits and credits, ways to do your taxes, free tax help, how to keep getting your payments, CRA services and tools, and scam awareness. You will have a chance to ask questions and have them answered. For brief hints on taxes, go to Seniors in Canada channel on YouTube. This video shows a senior talking about benefits and services in Canada. It's short but includes important links. Knowledge Network. Lorne and I have enjoyed watching nature programs on the Knowledge Network. A while back, we saw one on bald eagles. A webcam had been set up by a nest, so we got to see the development from the egg to the young leaving the nest. We were pleasantly surprised to see John Elliott joining in as a guest scientist on the video. We knew he was a biologist, but hadn't heard that he was doing research. I was friends with John's wife Kathy. You may remember her as the librarian at the Fort St. John Public Library. Sadly, Kathy passed away far too young. Quote of the week. Don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today, because if you enjoy it today, you can do it again tomorrow. James A. Michener. Ruby Macbeth lives and writes in Fort St. John.